يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم. O people, worship your Lord. الذي خلقكم, who created you. والذين من قبلكم, and he created those who came before you. لعلكم تتقون, so you may have التقوى. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا, and worship this Lord, who created for you the earth like a plain bed. والسماء بناء, and the one who created for you the sky as a roof above you. وأنزل من السماء ماء, the one who sends down for you rain from the skies. فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم, and then he causes fruit and vegetation, sustenance, to be produced. فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون, and do not ascribe and make partners to Allah and you know. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله, والله أكبر, الله أكبر, ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمون, often we hear the call to practice a moderate Islam, and we are requested to be balanced Muslims. And these two terms, practicing a moderate Islam and being balanced Muslims, these are terms which you're hearing a lot nowadays. We hear it from the media, we hear it in the institutes, and we hear it in our societies. So they want from us that we should be moderate Muslims, balanced Muslims, upon moderate al-Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants from us moderation and being balanced and not being extreme. However, there is a great difference between what those want and intend by the term balanced Muslims and moderate Islam, and by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants and requires, and what He means. So what is the moderate Islam which they want from us? Who are the balanced Muslims which they require us to be? It is the Islam in which a Muslim doesn't strictly adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah. The Islam in which there is no hijab. The Islam in which a Muslim is confused about his identity, confused about his gender, confused about his role in society. It is the Islam in which there is no da'wah. It is the Islam in which there is no enjoining and encouraging society upon goodness. The Islam in which there is no forbidding from evil and vice. The moderate Islam and the balanced Muslims which they talk about is that Muslim which doesn't have a strong family structure. The Islam which doesn't go outside the house and the masjid. It doesn't go to society. It doesn't go to others. وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى. The Yahud and the Nasara, they will never be pleased with you. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ, until you follow their path. قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Say, it is the guidance of Allah which is the true guidance. وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, and if you follow their wants and their desires. بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, after knowledge has come to you. مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ, then you will not have a protector besides Allah, and you will not have a support and a God besides Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Ayyuhal Muslimun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also wants from us to be balanced Muslims upon the moderate al-Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He detests al-ghulu, being extreme and exaggerating in all of its forms. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered us upon wasatiyya, upon moderation and being balanced. He said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, and like this we have made you an ummah, a nation which is wasat, wasata, which is moderate and balanced upon justice and the best of all people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned Ahlul Kitab against al-ghulu, being extreme and exaggerating. He said, Ya Ahlul Kitab, la taghlu fi dinikum. O Ahlul Kitab, do not be extreme in your religion. Do not exaggerate in your religion. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he also warned us against al-ghulu, being extreme and exaggerating. He said, "Ayyuhan nas, O people, iyyakum wal-ghulu wa fid-deen." Be aware of having ghulu, of being extreme and exaggerating in your religion. فَإِنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ الْغُلُو فِي الدِّينِ. Because those who came before you, they were destroyed because of this being extreme and this exaggeration in the religion. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. So what is the balanced Islam which Allah requires from us? And who is the moderate Muslim which Allah wants from us? The moderate Muslim in Islam is the Muslim who fulfills the right of the Creator by worshipping Him. Ibadah, At-Tawheed, At-Taqwa. And he also fulfills the rights of the rest of creation. So the balanced Muslim remains balanced between these two great rights. The rights of the Creator and the rights of the creation. The rights of the Creator is At-Tawheed and Ibadah. And the rights of the rest of creation is showing goodness to them and benefiting them and staying away from harming them. And for this reason, whoever contemplates the ibadat of al-Islam, you will see how both of these rights are fulfilled. How many ayat in the Quran does Allah bring together? Wa aqimus salata wa atawuz zakah. Establish the prayer and give a zakah. So in establishing the prayer is fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in giving of a zakah is benefiting the rest of creation. And this blessed month of Ramadan, which has just passed by us by the blessings of Allah, we fasted in it, and we prayed Qiyam in it, and we also gave in charity. So in As-Siyam and Qiyam is fulfilling the rights of Allah to worship. And in Sadaqah and showing generosity and goodness is helping society and fulfilling the rights of creation. So this is the wasatiyah. This is the moderation of Islam. And this is the balance of Islam. This is the justice of al-Islam. That a person fulfills the rights of the Creator, and he also fulfills the rights of creation. And also, the Muslim woman, the balanced, moderate Muslim woman, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from her? That she worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she knows her Lord. And she learns and educates herself. And she knows her society. She knows her role in society. Islam does not prevent a woman from working. Islam does not prevent a woman from earning. Islam does not prevent a woman from owning and possessing or education. However, she remains balanced. So if she is going to work and educate herself and earn and possess and own, then at the same time, she maintains her hijab and she maintains her jilbab. And she works in an environment which is in line with her Islam. And she doesn't leave the priorities. And she doesn't forsake the obligations of the family. So the Muslim woman has to also be balanced and moderate. But balanced as Islam wants her. So balanced between what she wants to do in the dunya and between her Islam. And that she doesn't forsake her Islam for what she wants in the dunya. This is the i'tidal. This is the wasatiyah. This is the balance. This is the justice which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires. And also, the moderate Muslim, the balanced Muslim, is one who works for his akhirah. He works for his hereafter, but at the same time doesn't disregard the dunya. So he remains balanced between focusing on the hereafter and wanting the reward of the hereafter, and at the same time not neglecting anything from the dunya, not disregarding anything from the dunya. So the one who places all of his efforts in the akhirah and disregards his dunya is not a balanced Muslim. And the one who focuses everything on the dunya, the worldly life, the materialism, the money and the cars, and pays no attention to the akhirah, neither is that person a balanced Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully, in a single ayah, He taught us how to remain balanced with regards to the dunya and the akhirah. He said, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهِ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Go seek that which Allah has given you, the hereafter. The hereafter, which Allah has shown you the path towards. Go seek the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. But don't forget your share of this dunya. Don't forget your portion of the dunya. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And show goodness to others, just as Allah has shown goodness to you. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And do not spread mischief and corruption upon the earth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Because Allah does not love the people of corruption and mischief. So if you contemplate this ayah, ayyuhal muslimun, you will find the best and complete balance which Allah has taught us. Firstly, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Seek that which Allah has given you, i.e. الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ, the hereafter. Give in charity for the sake of the hereafter. Be generous for the sake of the hereafter. Fulfill your salah for the sake of the hereafter. Recite your Quran. Fast your fast. Give your zakah. Perform your hajj. Spend in the way of Allah. Maintain the masajid for the sake of the hereafter. But at the same time, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share and your portion of this dunya. So Allah doesn't order you to give all of your charity towards the akhirah and towards al-Islam. No. Give something towards Islam and enjoy some of it. And also your time. Allah does not request from you that you give all of your time towards al-Islam. Rather, give some of your time towards Islam and spend some of the time enjoying the dunya. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And then be good just as Allah has been good to you. Be generous just as Allah has been generous to you. Be helpful just as Allah has helped you. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And do not see corruption in the earth, i.e. arrogance and pride and mischief and disobedience upon the earth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Because Allah doesn't love these types of people. So this is the balance. This is the moderation. This is the justice which Islam intends. Also, the balanced Muslim is the one who is balanced between al-halal and al-haram. Meaning, the halal which Allah has given you, go seek the halal. And utilize the halal. And work in that which is halal. Earn money which is halal. Spend money which is halal. Go build your dunya. Go build your career. Go educate yourselves and educate your children. Go enjoy your lives. Go enjoy your lives in that which is halal. However, don't approach the haram. And the halal which is Allah has given you is pure and it is a lot. And the haram which Allah has forbidden is khabith. It is impure. And it harms you and it is only a little. So don't exchange that which is pure and abundant for that which is lowly and impure and it is only a little. So this is the balance and the moderation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And also the balanced Muslim is the one, the moderate Muslim is the one who does righteous deeds. And he fulfills the obligations. But at the same time remains balanced between fearing the punishment of Allah and hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't go to any one of the two. We don't fear Allah so much that we lose mercy, lose hope in His mercy. And neither do we hope so much in Allah that we stop fearing His reward. So we as Muslims, we have to remain balanced and moderate. So we don't feel safe from the punishment of Allah. But at the same time, we do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is al-i'tidal. This is the moderation. This is the balance. This is the justice which Islam requests from us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how beautifully in the Quran did He mention this. He said, Nabbi ibadi, inform my worshippers, Anni anal ghafoor rahim, that I am the most forgiving and I am the most merciful. Wa anna adhabi huwa al-adhabul aleem. But at the same time, my punishment is the painful punishment. I, my ibad, my worshippers, you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that He is al-ghafoor al-raheem. He is the most oft forgiving. And He is the one who bestows mercy. So don't lose hope in that. But at the same time, His adab, His punishment is al-adhabul aleem. It is the painful punishment. So don't feel too safe from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the balanced, moderate Muslim doesn't become pessimistic and lose hope in the mercy of Allah. But at the same time, he doesn't feel safe from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The balanced Muslim, the moderate Muslim, which Allah wants is the one who speaks with the truth and is firm upon the truth and worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the sunnah, and he stays away from bid'ah, from innovations, and he hates innovations. However, we don't have ghulu. We shouldn't be extreme and we shouldn't exaggerate. So we don't go towards takfir, labeling Muslims as being kuffar. And we don't go to the extremes of at-tabdi', labeling Ahlus Sunnah to be innovators. And at-tafsiq, labeling righteous, pious Muslims to be disobedient people. So order with goodness, spread the Sunnah, warn against the innovations. However, be gentle, yet be firm. Be kind and lenient. Be just, be respectful, be courteous. Don't go towards the groups and the parties. And don't be extreme in labeling people. Don't be extreme in judging people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Wallahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Ayyuhal Muslimun. We have to understand that moderation and being balanced doesn't mean 50%. That here is halal and here is haram and you're in the middle between halal and haram. No. And moderation and balance isn't that here is obedience to Allah and here is disobedience to Allah and you're going to be 50% in the middle. And moderation is not that here is the path to Jannah and here is the path to the fire and you're going to be in the middle. This is not balance and moderation. Rather, Islam itself is moderation. Islam personifies moderation. The Sunnah is moderation. The teachings of Allah, they are moderation. This is the balance. So whoever is 100% upon Islam, this is the balanced person. And this is a Muslim who is moderate. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Ayyuhal Muslimun. The blessed month of Ramadan, it has just finished. And the blessed month of Ramadan is a great ritual from the rituals of Al-Islam. A great symbol from the symbols of Al-Islam. And in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's pleased and happy with those people who are fasting. And also us as Muslims, we should be happy with the fasting of Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. He said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان. That the one who is fasting, he has two moments of great happiness. فَرَحُهُ حِينَ يُفْطِر. His happiness when he breaks the fast. When he finishes the fast and he's allowed to eat food again. He has happiness at this. وَفَرْحَةٌ حِينَ يُلْقِي رَبَّهُ. And also his happiness when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And he has in his records and on his scales this great month of fasting and qiyam and dua and istighfar. Ayyuhal Muslimun. This day, the blessed day of Eid, is and should be a day of happiness and rejoicing because we have broken our fast of Ramadan. So this is the iftar. And this is why this is called Eid al-Fitr. So we have to rejoice and be happy. And we have spread happiness amongst the Muslims. And we have to also make it a happy occasion for our children. So they are happy with Islam. And they enjoy Islam. And they are proud of Islam. They feel honor in al-Islam. They know this is our Eid. This is our great celebration. And this was the month of fasting. And that they aren't deluded by Christmas and the other days and the other festivals. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma adhilla shirka wal mushrikeen. Allahumma ansur deenaka wa kitabak wa sunnata nabiyyika wa ibadaka al mu'minin. Allahumma man aradana wa islamana wa bilad al muslimin bi khairin fawaffiqhu ila kulli khair. Wa man aradana wa islamana wa biladana bi su'in fa'alayka bihi. Waj'al kaydahu fi nahrih waj'al tadbirahu tadmiran alayhi. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ولا عليهم اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك وأعدائهم اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في سوريا واليمن اللهم انصر المظلومين في فلسطين وكشمير اللهم عليك بأعدائك وأعدائهم اللهم احفظ أعراضنا وأعراض المسلمين واستر نساءنا ونساء المسلمين واحفظ أولادنا وأولاد المسلمين واهدي شبابنا وشباب المسلمين اللهم أصلح فتياتنا وفتيات المسلمين اللهم احفظ أموالنا وأموال المسلمين اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين واقض الدين عن المدينين اللهم اقض الدين عن المدينين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا، اللهم تقبل منا ركوعنا وسجودنا، اللهم اغفر لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم، اللهم كفر عنا السيئات وارفع لنا الدرجات، اللهم اكتبنا مع الفائزين، اللهم اكتبنا مع الفائزين، اللهم اكتبنا مع الفائزين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, on behalf of the masjid and myself, I congratulate you and I wish you a happy Eid. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال.